Their message is clear. Stop the killing of Shias. This protest in the southern city of Karachi is in response to Saturday's deadly bombing, which targeted ethnic Shia Hazaras at a market in Quetta, killing more than 80. On Sunday, community leaders issued three important demands to the government. First, to ensure no more Shias are killed in sectarian attacks, pass legislation which would make discrimination against Shias a crime, and finally order the army to go after groups which carry out attacks against the community.
We want to register our protests. We demand that the Pakistani army and the judiciary take notice of the blasts and launch targeted operations against those responsible for such acts of terrorism.
The pro-Sunni sectarian group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi has said it's behind the latest attack, which comes just 1 month after the banned group carried out a similar bombing in the same city, which is why so many people are angry and afraid.
The government doesn't do enough or even speak out. Today they died, tomorrow it'll be us.
Pakistan's military and government don't seem to have a clear policy on fighting sectarianism in Balochistan province. Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, which is a supporter of the Taliban, wants Shias who've lived in Balochistan for centuries to either join Sunni Islam or leave. After last month's bombing, victims' families demanded more security and refused to bury the dead in protest. Prime Minister Raja Pervez Ashraf responded by firing Balochistan's regional government and promising better security, but that has clearly not happened.
The government has been given 48 hours to respond to the demands made by Shia community leaders, who are promising more angry protests if they are not met. But Saturday's attack shows how those who want to target Shias can operate in some parts of Pakistan with impunity, despite promises made by the government. Imtiaz Sayed, Al Jazeera, Karachi.